Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andy Arnott and
Amy Wiese.
And this is Seller Roundtable number 12. And we're super excited to have Victoria Sullivan here from
Payability.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, I thought I was supposed to talk.
Oh, no. See, you were excited. I like that. That's great. So, we're gonna get started on kind of the main overall topic today is financing for your Amazon business. And as usual, go ahead and as we're talking, drop questions in the chat, and we'll answer those as we go. And first off, we're gonna start with Vicky and just a little background on her. So, Vicky, tell us more about you, kind of where you were born, or like where you're raised, where you live now, stuff you did in the past, college, school, kind of anything you want to share. You don't have to go that deep if you don't want to, but just kind of a little bit of background on yourself.
Yeah, sounds great. So I'm Vicky Sullivan. I'm the marketing manager here at Payability. I'm originally from Wilmington, Delaware, and I went to school at Syracuse University. I studied advertising there. And for most of my career up until now, I worked at ad agencies. And then I was really looking to go in-house, and I got the opportunity to work at Payability, and I've really loved it. I've been here for a year and a half, and now I can say that I work in finance in New York, which is kind of cool. I never thought I'd say that, so that's kind of interesting. Nice. We're located here in New York City, right on Broadway and Spring.
Awesome, cool. So, what drew you to Payability? Like you said, you just wanted to be kind of in house. You wanted to work kind of focus on one product, one company, or what kind of drew you in there?
So I really like that they focus on small businesses and small business growth. I guess what I really like most about my job, aside from, content creation and hanging out with people like you guys, I really like that we kind of help the little guy really compete on a large scale. So that's why I'm here.
Awesome. Yeah, that's kind of our mantra, like Amy and I. That's kind of what we try to champion ourselves on is, there's a lot of Amazon gurus out there, and we try to I think that word is used in a derogatory way. I don't see it that way, but I think that we're just here to root for the little guy. So that's perfect that you kind of feel that same way. Tell us a little bit just to get going. We're gonna do like general financing for Amazon businesses, but just a little bit about Payability and kind of the background of the company, how it got started, maybe a little bit about the founders. You know that?
Yeah, I do know that. Yep.
All right.
So, cool. So Payability was founded in 2014 by Keith Smith and Scott Lynn. They both came from the ad tech space. And they're online publishers, and they found that people in that space have really long payment terms, sometimes 60, 90 days, even 120 days. They weren't really sure why, because oftentimes they would have the money right there, but they didn't have to pay somebody for a good few months. So they decided to start a factoring service for people in the ad tech space. And so they worked with a lot of people in ad tech and publishing and app developers as well that get paid on like 90 day terms on average. And then 2016, it really pivoted toward Amazon and e-commerce, because there's just so much more of a demand there for accelerated cash flow. Even though on platforms like Amazon, they pay every 14 days, which doesn't sound like a lot. But as you know, the consumer demand on Amazon is absolutely unlimited, and you need to take advantage of every sale you can possibly make. And stockouts can definitely hurt your business a lot. You lose a lot of your place within Amazon. So that's where the demand came from for this accelerated cash flow. And now it's really 100% Amazon and e-commerce financing.
Cool. Interesting. Okay. I was expecting you to say that they were in the Amazon background, but that's interesting that they kind of, pivoted to that. That's, awesome. That's a good lesson to learn even on the Amazon side, where you can, maybe pick one niche and then end up going into something else that you completely didn't think about. That's cool. So, tell us, I guess there's a couple of different programs that Payability offer. One is, instant access. One is instant advance. What are the differences and advantages on those two programs?
There's two different programs that do work really well together as well. And they both really work well alongside Amazon Lending. So, I'll start out by saying that. So Instant Access is our first product, or what we're best known for, which is our daily payments product. So instead of getting paid every 14 plus days, you're going to get you paid every day, for your Amazon sale. So if you sign up for Instant Access, you're not, borrowing money. You're just financing your Amazon business with your own money. It's essentially like a newer factoring tool for Amazon and e-commerce sellers. And how it works is we'll advance you 80% of yesterday's completed sales today. So completed just means that they've been scanned by UPS or whatever carrier you use. And then the remaining 20% stays in reserve to cover returns and chargebacks. And then we release that to you on Amazon's regular 14-day schedule when they release the payment to us minus our fee. So that's how it works. It's really automated. It's really easy. And you can definitely buy inventory whenever you want because you're always going to have money. Our second product is Instant Advance. It's kind of like a merchant cash advance, but for Amazon and e-commerce sellers. We'll advance you up to a month's worth of payments in one lump sum so that you can jump on a big opportunity or take advantage of seasonality or whatnot. And I would say two things that make both of these products super unique and super useful to e-commerce sellers is that there's no credit checks. We'll never pull your credit. We'll never ask for bank statements or tax documents or anything. Underwriting is all based on your account health and sales performance. So you really can get being a good seller get you the financing you need regardless of credit or we don't require you be in business for 2 years. We want you to take advantage of these growth opportunities now. And because of that, you can get your money in 24 hours, 24-hour approvals, no credit checks, really easy for e-commerce sellers and designed for them as well.
Interesting. Where you're talking about how, the sellers get paid when stuff gets shipped. Is that true for FBA and merchant fulfilled, or is that, does it only cover one or the other?
So we're actually looking at your Amazon account to, it runs around 12 a.m. Pacific every day. So Amazon doesn't consider something a sale until it's been, it's shown that UPS has scanned it. Whoever your carrier is. So we're just going off of that.
Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's FBA or merchant fulfilled, as long as it's in the carrier's hands, then
yes,
it's counted.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so I would assume that this program is popular probably with the gambit of Amazon sellers, but it might be especially beneficial for somebody just starting out because funds usually when people are starting out are the tightest. How can new Amazon sellers fund their business in the beginning, and how if at all, does Payability, would come into that factor factor into that?
Yes. Yeah, so we don't work with brand new Amazon sellers. You do need around 90 days of sales history at around $2,000 a month to get funding from us, to qualify for our daily payments product. And that's really just because we need data from Amazon in order to show that, you're not sending out fraudulent products, that you're sending out, products on time and all that. Because again, our underwriting is not based on credit. It's based on your Amazon account health and sales history. But once you're there, this can be a great way to buy inventory when it's available, negotiate with your suppliers. Say like your suppliers want to get paid on 45-day terms. You say, hey, if I pay you today, what can you do for me? And a lot of times, it's free shipping, 10% off. So it really gives you more control over your business overall. And, you know, it really works, depending on your business model, like within any stage of your business. You know, maybe, you know, you want to make sure that you can make payroll every month. You know, maybe you have a bunch of employees, you want to make sure you can make payroll every month. Getting paid daily can be a great way to do that. Or, so whether you're a larger company that has payroll and daily expenses that you want to use this money for, or you're a smaller seller that, you know, really wants to, you know, get going and, go to Walmart every day and pick up those products that are selling. You know, it really depends on your business model. So it works for sellers of all sizes.
Okay. So it sounds like it also works for, you know, if people are selling on Amazon as like wholesalers, for, you know, retail or online arbitrage, kind of anything like that. You guys don't really care. You're just pretty much looking at the sales going out.
Yeah. We're just looking at like, you know, their sales performance and account health. So yeah.
Okay. And you kind of touched on this, you know, a little bit, but like how can users or sellers take Payability and, you know, maybe leverage Payability for getting the best deals from suppliers? I know you mentioned like, you know, net terms and things like that. You know, any other tips in that realm?
Yeah, so that's definitely huge. I know a lot of our customers do that to really get the best deals from suppliers and build a relationship. But I would also say what I hear from customers a lot too is that getting paid daily really helps them take more risks on inventory and expand their line of their line of products because they're not waiting to get paid. They always have the money. So they're like, okay, we'll experiment on this product today or experiment on different marketing methods as well. So it really gives you more flexibility just throughout your business because like if you're waiting to get paid, you can't buy inventory until, you know, say 14 days from now, you're going to need those products to be a sure thing. You're not going to want to take as many risks that often do pay off. So I've heard that as well. So you can expand your catalog of products pretty quickly and take more risks as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, sometimes when you have to wait those 14 days, if you have like a really good sourcing idea or, you know, a trending product, something that you really, really need to jump on quickly, I could see that definitely coming into play and being really handy. Cool. What do people normally ask for funds for? In other words, like what are they using the funds for? We mentioned inventory. I'm guessing that's probably the most, and I think you mentioned payroll as well. Are those kind of the two biggest uses of money, or what do you guys see? How do you see people utilizing that? I don't know if they share that with you, but
based on what I've seen, inventory is huge. But a lot of times we'll see people will have a lot of the inventory, but they'll get like a really large order and they'll need the extra cash every day to cover the extra packing materials they need to buy and all the shipping. And it's great that we can get them out of that bind pretty quickly because that's awful. If you have the inventory on hand and you can't ship it out, that must be the most frustrating thing in the world. So yeah, I would say, you know, payroll, shipping materials, inventory, obviously, and marketing as well. You know, people want to reinvest in PPC campaigns that work or Facebook campaigns that work. And we allow you to do that pretty quickly.
Cool. And then I assume also it's really good for, you know, Q4 when, you know, people are, I know that we pretty much like, you know, stockpile money before Q4, just so when it's time to, you know, stock up for Q4, we have the funds. But we've definitely, you know, thought about using something like this just because sometimes, you know, we want to order so much that of one product that it, you know, depletes our funds. So that's, I assume that's another big usage.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people do use this seasonally, you know, during Q4, for example, or, you know, whatever is their busy time. So it's flexible in that way too.
Okay, cool. What are some of the main sources of funding for Amazon sellers? So I know that like, you know, we're talking with you from Payability, but like, you know, in your experience and kind of what you heard, like, where do you see, where are Amazon sellers getting, you know, funds from, you know, besides like Payability, like credit cards, like, you know, what are other ways that, you know, sellers could possibly get funded to get started?
Yeah, credit cards are definitely the number one thing that we see people using. Just really utilizing their credit cards and their credit limits. And it's kind of awesome how many points these Amazon sellers have. So, and they can really, I do want to say before I talk about all the different funding solutions is they really, you don't need to use one funding solution for your business. You really can use multiple ones at the same time, especially if you have products that you know are working and that you know are going to move. So you definitely don't need to use, you know, just one or the other at a specific time. If you really want to invest in a product and you know it's working, you know, go for it. We, about 40% of Payability customers also have Amazon loans, for example. So that can definitely be a great source of help as well on top of daily payments or on top of an instant advance or a term loan.
Sure.
Or they have a term loan for their bigger inventory purchases, but they use the daily cash flow just for everyday expenses as well. So we see that a lot too, but to list them out, yeah, I'd say credit cards are a huge thing, especially for people getting started. You know, if you have a good credit limit, you can get financing pretty easily and pretty cheaply through credit cards, you know, assuming you can pay them off on a decent schedule. I would also say term loans. Some sellers do have those. They can be hard to come by, especially if you are a relatively new small business. They usually require around 2 years of business history on that business. And sometimes banks even want to see, you know, physical storefronts, or they want to hold your inventory as collateral, which is, if it's with FBA, that's not going to work. So for some sellers who are, you know, who maybe have other small businesses, that, you know, term loans can be a really cheap source of capital too. But you know, if you're, you know, just starting out, and even if you're doing really well, it can still be really hard for a seller to get a term loan, or you can't get it fast enough in order to buy that inventory. So term loans definitely have the pros and cons. We definitely see a lot of sellers use those a lot. There's also alternative lenders as well, like Cabbage, that do work with sellers. A lot of people do use that in conjunction with Payability. As well. And then there's obviously Payability, where you can get paid daily, or get a, advance on, next month's sales, just based on your, Amazon account health and sales performance. And I would say, you know, if you're kind of in a crunch, if you want to grow now, you want to grow fast, you know, Payability is definitely a, an option for you, especially for your e-commerce business.
Okay. And I assume that you guys don't care where the money gets spent, right? Because it's technically you're fronting the money. And so if they want to use that money to expand, say, into like Walmart or like a retail presence, a physical retail presence or something like that, you guys don't care, right?
Well, it is supposed to be like for business purposes. So.
Well, right. Yeah. But meaning like you're not like keeping track of like that money doesn't only have.
No, we don't ask to see receipts or anything like that. No.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Cool. So, what are some of the barriers to receiving funding? Just, I know you mentioned a few, but for, Payability, specifically, and then just like other, forms of payment, you kind of touched on that a little bit.
Yeah. So Payability is pretty flexible. I mean, all you need is around 9 days of sales history and around $2,000 a month in sales to get paid daily. It's a little bit more for instant advance. It's around $5,000 a month in sales and around 6 months of sales history. So that's basically the barriers into getting into, Payability. Credit cards, I think that's pretty straightforward. I would say that people's credit limits do vary a lot from being, you know, very high to very low. So that can be, somewhat limiting as well. But even if you do have a really high credit limit, and you have a product that does really well on Amazon, that can also be somewhat limiting too. So I would say the credit cards, while they're easy to access, not everybody has, you know, as much credit as they need to, especially if they have a really hot product on Amazon. Term loans, we touched on that. You know, you often do need to be a business owner, for a good amount of time and have, you know, really solid financials and tax history and all that. And then for alternative lenders, you don't need as much of that, have that tax history or business history. But it is it's going to be a little bit more expensive than getting like a traditional bank loan.
Okay, cool. What are the cases, in which you'd recommend like, you know, seeking funding, you know, alternative funding, like Payability, things like that. Is it something where, you know, what, in other words, what are, you know, when should a seller start looking at that? Is it just like increased volume, What are kind of the flags that sellers should look at when they would consider an alternate source?
So I would say definitely if you're stocking out, that's a huge sign that you have a product that's working and that people want to see more of it. And if you're right there, the opportunity cost is huge of not getting financing, because you don't want to be stocking out and losing your place within Amazon. Because you're not only losing sales today, you're losing sales tomorrow as well. As I'm sure you guys talk about all the time with a lot of your customers. I would also say if you're constantly, every week being like, okay, let's put a little bit on this credit card, a little bit on that credit card, take a little bit out of savings. You're constantly, playing that game of, juggling money, and that's a lot of your time, and that's a lot of stress on your business. And that's a cost as well, just as much as any fee or interest charge is a cost. So you should think of it as so you should start thinking about maybe getting paid daily or maybe getting it in advance, because that way you're not in that crunch constantly, and you can spend your time sourcing new products and growing your business rather than spending time worried about cash flow.
Sure.
So cash flow and any financing product, should feel like an asset. It shouldn't feel like a cost. Because once it does, maybe that's not the product for you, or maybe, you should take a break from outside financing. It should feel like a tool you're using to grow your business and not like a cost. Yes, it does cost money. But it's just like any other tool, like your PPC tool is all, they also charge fees. You should take the same approach with whatever inventory financing solution. It's an asset. It's not a cost.
Right. It should be a net plus. You should be being able to take that money and put it to work and, put it back to work for yourself and grow your money. That's a great point. You said that Payability works with Amazon loans. Can you talk a little bit more about like Amazon loans, how you maybe complement them? And do you know the criteria generally? I know that Amazon doesn't share it, but what level do you see Amazon sellers getting access to those loans?
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I mean, I know as well as you do about, the criteria, and I know that you can't really apply for them. They just kind of appear in your dashboard, and it's a, all or nothing offer with an expiration date. They can work really great for your business. They're really easy to pay back. They just come right out of your Amazon account. I'm really apologizing. I think I missed this when I was listing out all the options, but live TV, what are you going to do?
Right. No worries.
So we work really well alongside them. When we're paying you every day, we always put aside enough to cover your Amazon loan, so you still don't have to think about paying it back. So it works really well alongside. And if you can get one, and if you can get one at the right time where you need inventory, it's a great solution for a lot of sellers.
Sweet. All right. If someone were to get additional funding, where have you seen the best ROI? I know we talked about most likely inventory again, right?
Yeah, I would say inventory,
maybe marketing as well.
Yeah, marketing. Yeah, I'd say that as well. A lot of people are able to take more risk with their marketing, same with their inventory, with accelerated cash flow as well. So we see that a lot.
Cool. All right. So how does, if somebody wants to use Payability, how does it work? And what are the terms? In other words, what's the net cost to the average Amazon seller?
Sure. So with our daily payments product, it works out really simply. You apply through payability.com, you connect your marketplace, and then we'll underwrite you based on your account health and sales performance. And the way it works is every day we'll advance you 80% of yesterday's sales today. So you're kind of getting paid in real time. The remaining 20% stays in a reserve. That's just to cover returns and chargebacks, so you don't end up owing us money at the end of the pay period. And then we release that to you when we recoup the money from Amazon that we've advanced, when Amazon pays out, minus our fee, which is around 1-2% of the gross sales, depending on volume and how long you've been a customer.
Okay. So it's 1-2% on gross, not net. So you're not, so you're not taking into account, any of the fees or things like that. So it's pre-fee, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It's just your total sales right before your, before Amazon fees. Yep.
Okay. Okay. And you kind of already mentioned if somebody wants to apply, they can go to payability.com.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.